Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're talking all about being in an echo chamber.
That's right. We started yesterday discussing how social media algorithms usually show people content that they react to. A lot of times it's opinions that they have. So they like the video or the post, and then the algorithm starts to show them only videos or posts from that point of view.
Gradually, people might start to believe that their opinion or perspective is the majority perspective, when really, that might not be true.
We're going to talk more about this topic today and what we can do about it in our lesson called The Echo Chamber Effect. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
The Echo Chamber Effect. The false sense of reality bound in echo chambers can have a wide range of effects. One of the most significant is a distorted understanding of public opinion. When people repeatedly encounter the same viewpoints, those ideas can begin to seem as if they prevail more than they actually do. This can lead to conflict when users assume that most people share their beliefs, only to discover that society as a whole is far more diverse.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 prevail 这个动词，意思是战胜、盛行。譬如 Jimmy's favorite stories are those where good prevails over evil in the end. Jimmy 最喜欢的故事是那些最终邪不胜正的故事。Prevail 的现在分词 prevailing 可以当形容词用，意思是盛行的、普遍的。譬如The prevailing opinion among locals is that Edelweiss flowers represent eternal courage. 当地人普遍认为小白花代表永恒的勇气。惯用于 cool heads prevail 是指冷静的头脑终将占上风，常用在紧急情况中，形容冷静的态度或冷静的人。譬如 When the fire alarm went off,Cool heads prevailed and everyone left calmly. 当火警警报响起时，大家都保持冷静，从容地离开了。
Now we understand what an echo chamber is and some of how it works. Now let's talk about some of its effects.
Okay, we get right into it here, friends, and read the false sense of reality found in echo chambers.Can have a wide range of effects. We see this phrase, a false sense of reality, friends. This is a wrong or unrealistic idea of how things actually are.
Yeah, for example, social media can create a false sense of reality. I would say if in your life you never leave your hometown, you might also have a false sense of reality.
This is so true. The idea here is that we need to be exposed to opinions and perspectives and people who are different than we are in order to see the whole picture.
Absolutely. Okay, so this happens and there is a wide range of effects. One of the most significant is a distorted understanding of public opinion.
That word distorted is one we should define before we move on, friends. Distorted means changed from the true or normal shape.
For example, you might say the photo looked distorted because it was a little blurry. When I think of this word, I think of putting on glasses. I naturally don't need them, so when I put them on, Everything looks distorted. It doesn't look quite right.
And we can talk about this in an idea sense of well as well. If you have a distorted understanding of how people think, it means you think things are one way, but you're actually not seeing the full picture. We see this term public opinion at the end of this sentence. What does that mean?
Public opinion is what most people think about something or about the world.
Public opinion can influence things like elections, the way the general public feels.
Let's continue. When people repeatedly encounter the same viewpoints, those ideas can begin to seem as if they prevail more than they actually do.
And what's the problem with that? Well, we read on here and see this can lead to conflict when users assume that most people share their beliefs, only to discover that society as a whole is far more diverse.
More diverse. Diverse just means that there is a lot of variety. Not everything is the same.
Your school might have a diverse group of students. That means all the students are different with different talents, or they might look different as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this can create conflict like this. If someone has a different view, you suddenly believe they're in the minority. It's only them that thinks that way, and they're a problem.
And this can create a false sense of self because you feel that you are in the majority and most people believe how you do. So echo chambers can be a little dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. We have more to learn about them. Let's go on to the next part of our lesson.
The echo chamber effect. Echo chambers can also influence how people judge information itself. Messages that appear frequently within a community often seem more reliable simply because they are familiar. When a claim is stated many times, it can feel more legitimate, even if the evidence behind it is weak or incomplete. This can lead to poorly informed decisions of all kinds.
Legitimate 这个形容词意思是合法的、正当的，它也可以指嫡出的。譬如 ，Darian is the legitimate son of the late king and has finally been recognized as such by his country. Darian 是已故国王的合法儿子，最终被他的国家正式承认。Legitimate 的副词是 legitimately， 意思是合法的、正当的。譬如。Attendees legitimately earn their certification credits only after they complete the course. 只有在完成课程后，出席者才算正式获得认证学分。相关的名词是 legitimacy， 指的是合法性、合理性。譬如 ，The court questioned the legitimacy of the documents presented as evidence.法庭质疑这份作为证据提交的文件的合法性。
Echo chambers can have all sorts of negative effects. Let's continue learning about them.
We talked about how echo chambers can affect the way people view themselves and public opinion, but how about how people view information?
All right, let's learn about that in this section. Echo chambers can also influence...how people judge information itself.
Let's talk about that word influence. Influence means to affect the way someone thinks or behaves.
There are many things that influence your life, friends. For instance, advertisements online or on the TV can influence how you shop.
And echo chambers influence the way people judge information.We read on, messages that appear frequently within a community often seem more reliable simply because they are familiar.
Yeah, when a claim is stated many times, it can feel more legitimate, even if the evidence behind it is weak or incomplete.
Let's take a look at a few of the things we saw in those sentences. First of all, we see that word messages, and you might think we're talking about a text message, friends, but that's not what we're saying at all. Here, we're talking about ideas or beliefs that are being communicated to other people.
Yeah, even something like a movie is trying to send a message. They're trying to tell you something. That could be a positive message, or simply a message telling you something about society and the place you live in.
When it comes to social media, these ideas or beliefs are shared through the content that people post. And sometimes if you're seeing these same messages over and over, they start to seem reliable just because so many people are sharing these messages, even if those messages are actually wrong.
I think it is interesting. In this day and age, we have access to more information than ever, and yet it feels like people believe wilder stuff more and more.
Yeah, that is definitely true, and I think that is largely in part to these echo chambers. Now, we saw something else that we need to talk about, friends. It's that word weak.
All right, we're not talking about your physical strength here. We're talking about something that is not convincing. It doesn't have a lot of facts to back it up.
We say this a lot when it comes to people's arguments. You could say that someone's argument is very weak. That usually means they don't have a lot of information to back up their opinion, or they haven't done their research.
So what does this lead to? This can lead to poorly informed decisions of all kinds. No one wants to have poorly informed decisions.
No, to be poorly informed means that you don't have enough correct information. You maybe haven't done your research, or you just don't know the facts.
Yeah, you might be poorly informed about an issue, and yet you still share a lot of opinions on it.
This happens so much online with people who film videos when they have a strong opinion. They might not have all the information, but they're still sharing what they feel with other people.
Yeah, of course we want the internet to be an open, transparent place where lots of people can share opinions. We don't want to shut that down. And yet it's important to be able to tell which ones are poorly informed and which ones are informed.
It definitely takes a lot of discernment. Discernment is the ability to tell what is true and what is not true. All right, friends, we have more to learn in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The phrase, as a whole. A class worked on a big group project. Some students focused on research, and a few made slides, and others practiced the presentation. Each part was different, but when the teacher looked at the final result, she didn't just judge one section, she looked at the project as a whole. The phrase, as a whole, means considering everything together, not just one part. It's about the big picture. For example, the team performed well as a whole, or the plan works best when you look at it as a whole. Now let's explore a few other whole phrases. On the whole is very similar, but often means generally or in most cases. For example, on the whole, the event was a success. The whole point means the main idea or purpose. For example, the whole point of the lesson is to practice speaking. A whole lot is informal and means a large amount. For example, she learned a whole lot from the experience. And wholeheartedly means with full effort or sincerity. For example, he wholeheartedly supported the idea. So, whether you're looking at every part together or focusing on the main idea, whole helps you see the bigger picture. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Echo Chamber Effect. By no means does understanding the echo chamber effect imply you should avoid social media entirely? Instead, it encourages more deliberate habits, following a variety of sources, along with seeking out different opinions and questioning similar messages, can all broaden a user's experience. Actively interacting with unfamiliar topics can gradually retrain recommendation systems over time. With awareness and intention, users can enjoy social media while reducing the risk of being trapped inside a narrow stream of ideas.
Recommendation这个名词意思是建议、推荐，比如 The family followed the surgeon's recommendation to proceed with surgery immediately. 家属采纳了外科医生的建议，决定立即进行手术。它的动词形式是 recommend，意思是建议、推荐。比如 Health experts recommend allowing several hours for digestion between your final meal and bedtime. 健康专家建议，最后一餐与就寝时间之间应该间隔数小时，以利消化。片语 recommend someone or something to someone 是指向某人推荐某人或某物。譬如 This popular gym tends to recommend its introductory dance class to new members. 这间热门的健身房通常会向新会员推荐他们的入门舞蹈课程。That's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Well, friends, we have a lot of information now through our lesson, but what should we do with it? How exactly should we interact with social media knowing that echo chambers exist?
Well, our lesson says here, by no means does understanding the echo chamber effect imply you should avoid social media entirely. We see this phrase, by no means here, friends. This just means not at all.
Not at all. For example, you might look at a test and say, this is by no means easy. It's not easy at all.
So our article is saying you don't need to avoid social media just because you know about echo chambers. It goes on to say, instead, it encourages more deliberate habits.
Deliberate habits. These are habits that you do on purpose. You really think about them. You don't just do what's natural.
For example, you could make a deliberate choice, a choice that you make on purpose. We read on here, following a variety of sources, along with seeking out different opinions and questioning similar messages, can all broaden a user's experience.
What do we mean by that? Can you broaden your experience? Well, that word broaden here means to make something wider, or in this case, more varied.
Here's another example. Travel can broaden your mind.
Yeah, it can allow you to think about things in a new way or know about more things. Actively interacting with unfamiliar topics can gradually retrain recommendation systems over time.
I have to talk about my own experience here for just a moment, Garrett, because I had a really interesting conversation with a friend about a month ago. I discovered that my friend and I had very different political views, but I was so impressed because she showed me some of the social media accounts that she follows that actually more supported my opinion. Because of that, we were able to have a very good conversation about our opinions and perspectives, and she was very well informed. And I really respected that about her. And I think that's kind of the point our article is making now. We just need to make sure that we are well informed and understand that there are more perspectives out there.
Yeah, I have tried to do this as well. I think it's a good idea, but I think there's a challenge with this and many of the other problems we've talked about on this program. Things like greenwashing, which we talked about earlier this month. There are really deliberate things you can do so that you're well informed, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy.
It really does. It does take a lot of effort to research and figure out what all of those opinions are. So it just kind of comes down to how are you using social media and what's your purpose for it as well.
Yeah, I'd say you don't need to go all the way and spend lots of time figuring out all the different perspectives. Just do it a little more than you are now.
Yeah, and we see here that with awareness and intention, users can enjoy social media while reducing the risk of being trapped inside a narrow stream of ideas. We talked about that word deliberate earlier, and intention is similar.
Yeah, absolutely. If you do something with intention, you do what you want to do, what you mean to do. You've really thought it through. You're not just instinctually or naturally doing something.
Here's an example. You could say, my intention was to help. I did it deliberately on purpose.
All right, friends. We have had a great conversation so far. We're not quite done, but right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 A 加 along with B 加动词句型。它是由片语介系词 along with 引导，用来表示 A 连同 B 共同参与某个动作或状态。其中 A 为句子的主要主词，而 along with B 则被视为附加的补充说明。这个结构在强调主要对象之余，同时提及次要的伴随事物。语法上的关键重点在于动词的单复数形式完全由 A 来决定，不受 B 的影响。这一点与 and 的用法截然不同。此外 ，along with B 前后常加上逗号，以区隔补充成分，有助于读者掌握核心主体。来看这个例句 ：The CEO, along with several department heads, is attending the international conference. 执行长连同几位部门主管都将出席这场国际会议。
Friends, we've reached the end of this article, and you know what that means.We're going to have a talk about it question now to discuss together. Here it is. Do you believe echo chambers exist outside of social media? If so, give some examples.
Anne-Marie, the answer is of course yes, especially when you think about who your friends are. Some of your friends might not have been deliberate choices. You just happen to live near each other.But in a lot of cases, we do choose the kinds of people we interact with, and we're going to choose people we enjoy being around.
That's for sure. And it's easy to enjoy being around someone who thinks the same way as you do, who maybe looks like you do, and has the same opinions as you do as well. I really believe that social media just reflects what's going on in person in our daily lives. So yes, I definitely agree echo chambers exist.Outside of social media.
Yeah, and similarly to what we said with our article, when you try and find some new perspectives, you can do the same in real life. You don't have to be their best friends, but try and talk to people that you normally wouldn't. Learn about them and broaden your mind.
And I would add to that, talk to these people without the intention of convincing them of your point of view. Just listen to their perspective so that you can understand that there are other ideas out there. And while you're doing that, you can do it in English. That's all the time we have for today, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time. Of course, that's right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye!
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.